416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays go 2-for-23 with runners in scoring position after the third inning of Friday night's game and get swept here by the Tampa Bay Rays. They make it interesting and exciting today, but can't finish the job. And they're now 45-52. First time they've been 7 games under .500 since they opened that series in Texas with what would be game two of their 11-game win streak. 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. We're taking your calls at the top of the hour, and we begin with Jay in Kingston. Hey, I was in Kingston today. Welcome to the program, Jay.
Oh, you were in Kingston, Mike. I didn't know that.
I woke up in Kingston today.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mike, you know, it's really disappointing. I don't understand, like, you know, Jose Bautista there in the ninth. You know, Reyes is at second.
Please don't say he should have bunted. Please don't say he should have bunted. Please don't say it. Okay, good.
Ball on the other side, man. Like, at least have your approach the right way. We're not... He's just trying to hit a home run there.
I don't quite get the whole try to hit the ball to the other side. I mean, I understand you want to move the runner, whatever, into scoring position, but why would you want him to try to get out with a weak ground ball?
Well, at least he can. At least the advantage of that is that, you know, at least you can move the runner over if you don't get a hit. But to strike out like that, and then, you know, like, I don't know. I mean,
well, you know, the plan wasn't to strike out, right?
Well, I mean, he's been striking out a lot, but I mean, like the thing is the approach of the hitters. It's just, you know, it's been terrible. Like, we should have swept this series. Let's be honest with ourselves. I mean, like, you know, we had a 4-1 lead in the first game.
Yep.
Okay. And, you know,
and then they were down 4-1 in the second game. So if they should have won the first one, they should have lost the second.
No, but we ended up scoring 5 runs. And, you know, then obviously our pitching didn't work out. But
right.
I mean, I think we played a good series. It's just, you know, a few lapses here and there. Obviously, you know, you have to give the bullpen a pass. You can't expect them to go perfect all year.
Right.
Even the second game, I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, we give up 8 runs there. I don't know. Like, I've never seen Tampa Bay. I guess this is the year where they're hitting more than I've ever seen them hit. Like, I've never seen them score that many runs.
Well, they scored 4 runs today and yesterday. That's not that much. You know, they could have swept the series. I don't think they should have swept the series. But, yeah, this was a close series, and they missed on dozens of opportunities, literally dozens of opportunities to make a difference, and they couldn't. But, you know, Jose Bautista, I know it's easy to see that he struck out and to say, okay, he had a terrible approach in that at bat. But he took the first 2 pitches. They were both balls. He got ahead in the count. He got 3 fastballs. He just missed a couple of them. And then he swung through the third one. And the third one was the only one, I think, the third strike, was the only one that he chased badly and missed on. But that's going to happen.
What I don't understand is Tampa Bay doesn't even have any superstar hitters. Like, what? Except if you take Longoria out of that lineup,
right.
But when you look at their approach...
They're not a team that walks a lot, and they're not a team that scores a bunch of runs. They're a team that beats you with pitching and defense and by scoring enough runs. And that's what they did today. That's what they did this weekend.
Well, they've been doing that all year. I mean, it's not they just didn't do it today. But
no,
I'm just saying,
absolutely.
Like, I'd rather have a team like that than have bashers in my lineup that can't score when there's runners in scoring position.
Well,
I mean,
who wouldn't, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's how Tampa Bay's done it and how they've done it, because when you look at their lineup, there's not anybody scary in that lineup. Evan Longoria is maybe the only scary guy, and he's, you know, he's got plantar fasciitis, and I don't even know how he's playing, but, you know, it just seems like maybe just Tampa Bay's got our number, but it's really unfortunate, and we'll see how Tampa Bay does against Boston. I can guarantee you this, Tampa Bay's not going to sweep the Red Sox.
Well, I wouldn't guarantee that. Tampa Bay's won, like, some sort of stupid 19 of their last 23 games or something. They've won 20 of their last 24 games. So I wouldn't put it past anybody them doing well. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the call. Paul is in Durham. Hello,
hey.
Paul.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
just a couple of comments I had. Just with the, like I said, the last inning, I know Reyes hit the double, score the two runs, and then he's at second. Batiste is up, I know. They're looking for, like, hit the other way, whatever. But, like, I don't know why they didn't have him bunt, just move him to third, then a fly ball scores, and, like, to tie the game up. Then his last at-bat that he had when Reyes got to first, he jumps on the first two pitches, like, instead of letting Reyes, like, give Reyes a chance to try and steal second base. Just looked like he was anxious at the plate and at least try and play for the tie to get an extra innings. That's just my observation.
Well, a single ties the game there.
Yeah, I know. If you move him to third, like, just bunt him over. That's what I know. Oh, I thought that would make sense.
Why would you have your best hitter bunt?
Well, I wouldn't say he's their best hitter right now. So
your second best hitter bunt.
Well, that's what I would do. Try and play, get it to the tie, at least get extra innings. Because the way his last at bat, he chased two bad pitches. So
okay, you're entitled to believe that, and you're not alone. I mean, there are lots of people on Twitter who are hitting me with the same thing. I just think I just cannot ever get my head around asking a very good hitter to bunt.
No, I see that. But again, to me, I don't think he's a number two hitter anyway. He should be a number three or four hitter. But that's just, again, I don't think he's a number two spot hitter.
So if you think he's a third or fourth hitter, why do you want him to bunt in the ninth inning with nobody out?
No, I know. Well, I know he's a 3-4 hitter. But again, you don't expect that. But at least put the ball in play, make them play defense. You move the runner up, you get a chance to tie the game anyway. That's just,
or you pop it up, or you bunt it too hard, or you bunt through it and you put yourself in a hole. You know, there are lots of bad things too that can happen when you try to bunt, as we've seen with this team the last couple of years.
I think
if you've got a weak hitter up there, a guy who is likely who's likelier than most to not have a positive result, then you bunt in that situation. Any good hitter, you let him try to hit, because that's what he's good at.
I still would have tried the other, just to try and get it to the extra innings. That's just because you got what's his face and entire Sassion on deck. He hits a fly ball, you got a tie game, and never know. At least you get one game out of the series.
He didn't hit a fly ball.
No, I know he didn't, but it changes. Like, again, you get a runner to third, you know, who knows what's going to happen then.
Paul. I appreciate the call. Let's go the other way. Port Dover. Brad, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, go ahead.
I'm kind of agreeing and disagreeing with the previous caller. I think all season there's been a lack of small ball. I'm not sure if Gibbons doesn't like the small ball or
no, he
what's
doesn't.
Going on.
Because he knows it's generally not a winning strategy. If you mean giving up outs, if you mean like stealing bases, hitting and running, that sort of thing, John Gibbons likes doing that.
Yeah, but there's no bunting really at all other than the good bunters.
Nor should there be. Why would you give away outs? Outs are important.
Well, it happened yesterday. Bases loaded, nobody out. They could have tied the game with a suicide bunt. Today,
you know that it's a force play at home when the bases are loaded, right?
Well, yeah, that's why it's suicide. The runner's going, right?
Yeah, and that wouldn't have tied the game. They were down by two. Bunting with the bases loaded is one step beyond asking Jose Bautista to bunt in the ninth inning, I think.
Well, I wasn't necessarily saying Batista to bunt today. I would have sent Reyes to third.
Seriously?
I would ask Edwin to bunt.
Okay, thank you for the call, Brad. I can't. I'm sorry. I appreciate your opinions. I do, and you're all entitled to your opinions. But when you have the tying run at second and he's a speed guy and it's the bottom of the ninth inning, there is no point whatsoever in stealing third. The risk of that so far outweighs the benefit. And then asking Edwin, if Jose Bautista is not your best hitter, Edwin Encarnacion is. And asking Edwin Encarnacion to bunt a runner to third to make it two outs in the ninth inning? I'm sorry. Steve in Toronto, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Hello, Steve.
Hi there. I think this entire season's turning out to be a really bad nightmare. I mean, everybody keeps talking about statistics, and the only statistic I look at is the fact that the Jays are 12 and a half games out. And I've come to the conclusion, you know, we can talk about positions, and this person's not doing well, and this person didn't bunt this person over. We're talking about one inning here, and this team is just bad. I mean, the players on the team, I just don't see them, you know, moving forward. And I think they're just getting deeper and deeper and deeper into this mess, and I think something's got to give. I mean, we always talk about the what-ifs, but, you know, good players, you don't need to talk about what-ifs.
I would suggest to you that you're very unfamiliar then with the track record of most of these players.
I'm very well track record. Why aren't they proving anything now? Nothing. They're proving zeros. I mean, I'm all storied out with all these. You know, this person hasn't done this year, but he did it last year. I mean, I knew that Dickey wasn't going to be anything this year, and I knew that Bjorley was, because you can't bring a bunch of National League players over and expect them to perform well in an American League hitting game.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, these are... If you knew the Blue Jays were going to be 45-52 at this point in the season, mazel tov to you, because, and you should go out and sell yourself as a clairvoyant. These things are very easy to say, and I know these things come from frustration, but honestly, be frustrated, but don't make stuff up. There's a reason everybody was so excited in November, and there's a reason everybody's so disappointed now. But it doesn't mean these aren't good players, and it doesn't mean they haven't played better and likely will not play better as their careers continue. And this year may wind up being a write-off. And that sucks. And it's been hard to watch. Without question. But you don't have to take the next step. This is a talented group. For some reason, it's not working. Don't know what that reason is. Take one more call. Listening on News Talk 1290 in London. Rob, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Been better. Go ahead.
I agree. First of all, I agree. It's the Miami Heat syndrome as well. They didn't win their first year. So I think things do take time in sports. But one question I do have for you is, with all the good arms in the bullpen and, you know, the consecutive outs, we have two all-stars, why hasn't it been talked about to possibly put one of those guys in the starting rotation? And the reason I ask is if Josh Johnson, who is a free agent and is going to demand big bucks,
yep,
and we potentially put Brett Cecil as a fifth man for a few weeks and he takes over that role, we also can maybe get rid of Johnson and get something back, as well as making our rotation a bit better and not keep on demoting our strengths. So when Santos comes back, it looks like another guy from the bullpen is going to have to be demoted.
Probably.
And we're demoting from what I hear is the strength of our ball club.
It is. It is, but you're doing it to make room for what you expect to be better players. I see what
right.
you're saying. I don't have a ton of time to get into it, but the thing is, I mean, a major reason why guys are successful in relief is because they're pitching in relief, because they're not seeing a lineup more than once, because they don't have to pace themselves to try to throw 100 pitches or throw 7 innings. They can just go and throw their best 20 pitches and be done with it, and that's why... That's a major contributing factor to their success. And, you know, for me, I'm of the if it ain't broke, don't break it school. Mariano Rivera is not a starter because Mariano Rivera is not good enough to be a starter. Mariano Rivera doesn't have enough pitches. He doesn't have the stamina. He can't get through a lineup 2 and 3 times, and yet he's the greatest reliever in the history of the game. So you take that, you keep your great relievers great, and you leave them in the bullpen. You know, the Blue Jays are supposed to have good starting pitching. And you're not going to move Brett Cecil into the rotation for R.A. Dickey or for Josh Johnson or for Brandon Morrow or for Jay Happ when they get back, or even for Esmiel Rogers right now or for Mark Burley. I think you've got your relievers doing a phenomenal job, and you keep them right there doing what they're doing so well. I appreciate the call. I appreciate all the calls. I apologize to those of you to whom we could not get. Blue Jays fall again, 4-3 to the Tampa Bay Rays, swept this weekend, and they are 45-52. We will wrap things up as we continue with the Honda Postgame Show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Rogers Center, the roof is closing, but closing slowly to allow the stench to get out. The Blue Jays get swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. They lose 4-3 for a second consecutive day, this time on Carlos Delgado Day. The Rays are gone, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are coming to town. It'll be Josh Johnson against Hyunjin Ryu tomorrow night at 7 o'clock make sure you join us. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Jack Morris, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, and Gord Brunt, I'm Mike Wilner. Good evening from Rogers Center.